Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Steelcase Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karnav Khanna from EY. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Muskan. Good evening, everyone. We welcome you all to Steelcase Limited's earnings call to discuss the Q3 FY26 financial results. Today, from the management side, we have with us Mr. Chetan Tamboli, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rushan Tamboli, Whole-time Director, Mr. Subhash Sharma, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Umesh Bhatt, Company Secretary. Please note a copy of the disclosure is available in the investor section of the website as well as on the stock exchanges. Please further refer to the detailed safe harbor statement in the investor presentation of the company. Please note that anything said on this call which reflects the outlook for the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Now, I shall hand over the call to Mr. Rushan Tamboli. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Karnav. Good evening, everyone. We welcome you to Steelcase Limited's earnings conference call to discuss the company's performance for the quarter and nine months ended 31st December 2025. Our board meeting concluded earlier today, and the financial results, along with the investor presentation, have been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the company's website. We trust you have had an opportunity to review the same. I will start off by giving a highlight of the financial performance for the current quarter versus Q3 FY25. During Q3 FY26, the revenue from operations was at 97.4 crores, a moderate degrowth of 3.08% from 100.5 crores in Q3 FY25. EBITDA during the quarter was at 31.21 crores, a growth of 6.81% from 29.22 crores in Q3 FY25. EBITDA margin was at 32.04%, an increase of 297 basis points from 29.07% in Q3 FY25. PBT during the quarter was at 27.89 crores, a growth of 8.01% from 25.82 crores in Q3 FY25. This translated to a PBT margin of 28.63%, an increase of 294 basis points from 25.69% in Q3 FY25. PAT during the quarter was at 20.59 crores, a growth of 7.17% from 19.21 crores in Q3 FY25. PAT margin came in at 21.14%, again an increase of 202 basis points from 19.11% in Q3 FY25. As highlighted in earlier calls, Q3 was relatively softer due to moderation in demand and near-term geopolitical uncertainties, particularly arising from disruptions in certain export markets. Despite this, our teams continue to execute existing orders efficiently and remain closely engaged with customers across markets. While the broader geopolitical environment continues to present some uncertainty, we expect Q4 FY26 at Q1-Q2 levels. Accordingly, we remain confident of delivering 11% growth in FY26 over FY25, supported by ongoing execution and a healthier demand outlook towards the end of the year. On the issue of U.S. tariffs, our products continue to remain competitive versus both global and Chinese suppliers, supported by the structural cost advantages we enjoy at Steelcase. As intimated in Q2, across three of our key product categories supplied to the U.S., our pricing remains approximately 5%, 12%, and 13% more competitive, respectively, compared to comparable Chinese offerings. This strengthens our export positioning and also creates opportunities to expand into new customers and markets, particularly as global OEMs diversify sourcing amid evolving geopolitical dynamics. The geopolitical environment has also led to a relative shift in demand, with customers, especially in the U.S., increasingly evaluating non-China cost-competitive suppliers. As a result, we continue to see healthy engagement and inquiries from U.S. customers who are reassessing sourcing strategies to reduce tariff exposure and supply chain concentration risks. Given our pricing advantage, quality consistency, and execution track record, we believe Steelcast is well-positioned to benefit from this rebalancing of demand, even as near-term volumes remain sensitive to policy developments. Importantly, none of our existing customers have altered their supply chains, nor we have reduced prices to date, and most continue to expect a resolution on trade arrangements in the coming weeks. Parallelly, we are actively de-risking the business through geographic and sectoral diversification. As shared earlier, more than 36 new components were under development in the ground engaging tools and construction segments, and we are pleased to report that execution of initial orders in both segments commenced in Q2 FY26. We remain optimistic about the scale-up potential of these programs. Over the last 4 years, the company has delivered a 24% CAGR, and we are confident of sustaining around 20% CAGR over the next 3 years. To support future volume growth, our 2.4 megawatt hybrid power plant project, expected to be commissioned by 30th June 2026, will further enhance cost efficiency and sustainability. The project is estimated to generate annual savings of 3.5 to 4 crores. Margins are expected to remain stable at current levels, reflecting disciplined cost management and operational efficiency. During Q3 FY26, exports contributed around 63% of revenues, while domestic sales accounted for approximately 37%. While we are seeing some moderation in the U.S. due to tariff-related and broader geopolitical factors, interest from customers and investors remains strong across other markets, reinforcing confidence in our strategy and execution. Overall, the company is well-positioned to capitalize on emerging opportunities and meet growing market demands over the long term. With that, I will hand over the call to Mr. Chetan Tamboli to add a few more remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Rushil. To supplement what you have said, I just want to mention that in FY26, last financial year, we developed 56 parts. In current year, 25-26, we developed 46 parts. And in the next financial year, we develop about 42 parts. So all put together, we would be developing 144 parts. And for the parts being developed in FY27, which is the next financial year, we already have tooling and sample purchase orders in our hand from all our customers. So with this, we would be in a position to scale up operations and sales in the coming year. As of now, as we speak, the current quarter seems to be the bottom for our foreseeable future, maybe next 1.5 to 3 years. Diversifying new customers base in new geographies is our strategic objective, and we believe we'll be successful in the next 3 to 4 months. We are also exploring new strategic partnerships with our customers in giving them sub-assemblies of the parts we manufacture. With all this, we feel we are at an inflection point in our journey. And as we speak, we are very optimistic, and as Rushil said, about the future growth over the next 2-3 year period. Thank you. With that, I would now like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Parikshit Gujarati from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for this opportunity, sir. Am I audible to all of you?
Yes, please.
So my first question was, what was the current capacity utilization for this quarter?
Please repeat your question.
So my question was, what was the current capacity utilization for this quarter?
I'm not able to hear you.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hello. So my question was, what was the current capacity utilization for this quarter?
This quarter utilization was about, Sharmaji, is it about 48%?
Sir, it is 46.
46%. Okay, and so my second question was, you mentioned that you are diversifying customers from the US to other countries. So which countries you are targeting? And the third question was, Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
So my third question was, and in the defense and GET segment, what is the update on our process, on our products of which we are supplying in the defense and the GET segment?
You are asking what is the potential?
Yeah,
potential is used, but we would, you know, gradually ramp up all these areas. As far as defense is concerned, we are working with an Israel company for developing some parts are developed, and we are hoping to receive serial supplies. And for ground engaging tools, we are in touch with our existing OEM customers where the potential is huge. So as Rushil Tamboli said, we have grown over last 24% in the last 4 years, and we are very confident of achieving another 20% plus growth in the coming 3 years' time.
20%. And sir, to mitigate the US tariffs, which new geographies you are targeting?
As of now, we are focusing on two countries, and we are hopeful of knowing this in the coming 60 to 90 days time here. So we now export to about 16 countries. We should be then doing 18 countries.
Okay, sir. And so for the next year, what utilization levels we can see for the all our capacity, which we have of 30,000 tons?
So, Mr. Pai, what is going to be our likely utilization for the next year?
Sir, it will be 58%.
So next year,
okay. So you are saying from 48% to 58%, right?
Yes, please.
And sir, in your earlier calls, you said that you will be gradually ramping up to 80% utilization by FY28. What's the update on that? Anything from your side?
As we speak, we believe we should be able to do 90% in FY28, which is about, you know, 26,000 tons.
Okay. And are you confident of doing that?
As we speak, with all the uncertainties in mind and all the trade agreements which favors India in mind, and likely to do about another 8 to 9 countries trade agreements in the coming 2-3 months, we feel we should be able to do this.
Okay. Can you throw some light on what percentage of exports do we do to the EU countries?
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is not audible properly.
Hello. Am I audible?
Repeat your question. Yes, sir.
So my question was, can the management throw some light on what percentage of exports do they do to the EU countries?
In the next financial year, we are targeting about 20%.
And what is our current percentage, what we do?
It should be about maybe 15%.
Okay. Thank you so much. Right? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Harshal Solanki from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, Chetan Bhai and team. Sir, I have three questions. I'll list them down all together. First is on the raw material. Raw material as a percentage of sale has come down. So is it because of the lower steel price and this will be passed through to the customers going forward and therefore the margins will normalize, or is it due to some product mix change which has happened, if you can help on that part? And next two questions are related to the Alang ship breaking yard. So there are news articles saying that due to the Hong Kong Convention being applicable to the ship breaking yards, their operating cost may go up and hence the raw material prices may also go up, the steel scrap which is there. So do you see a threat of the raw material getting expensive because of that? And on the similar lines, there is a report saying that a lesser number of ships are coming to Alang for getting dismantled. So is there a possibility of a shortage of raw materials for us because we procure from the scrap from Alang? So if you can throw some light on this.
Yeah. Now, on your question of raw material costs, which are lower, for the quarter, we had some input cost reduction across many raw materials. So, and as you know, in steel cast, we have a system of sales price variation formula. If the input cost go down, we give reduction. And if the input cost goes up, we get a price increase. So this will be a pass-through mechanism. So we are not very much worried about the fluctuation in raw materials market. Secondly, regarding Alang, I think we use Alang connected scrap maybe only 20-25%. Rest of the scrap is automobile scrap and some other general engineering industries. So we are really not much connected to Alang. And as your last question about shortage of ships coming and shortage of scrap, as we the scrap buying is only 15-20%, we are not really worried about any shortage of ships and with the result shortage of steel scrap. So as far as we are concerned, we are on a good wicket and we should hopefully do, if the input prices go up, we get a price increase. Goes down, we give price reduction. Thank you.
Okay, understood. I have more questions. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Mausam Shah from Wealth Guardian. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi. Congratulations on the consistent set of numbers. Just wanted a clarification regarding what is our current order book?
Yeah, the current order book is about 115 crores.
This
will be executable in the current quarter, January Q4 FY26.
Okay, fine. And what is the percentage of exports to USA?
Last year we did 30% of our sales to exports to US. This year that number might go down to about 26-27%. And in the next financial year, it should be again somewhere around 25-26%.
Okay. Thank you so much and all the very best.
Thank you. Thank you.
This call is no longer being recorded.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Goyal from Thinkwise Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much. Sir, I missed on a couple of things what you probably replied to earlier participant. One was on the FY28 capacity utilization. What was the number you mentioned, sir? That was one question.
Okay. Can you say your second question?
Yes. And, sir, can you please provide the volume breakup between domestic and exports for the current quarter as well as for 9 months? That was my second question. And, you did mention just now that we have order book of 115 crores. So next year, when we are expecting, say, 58% capacity utilization, which implies, at least 20% growth, so how do you see the pipeline and what will be the growth drivers for that? These are the three questions.
So,
And also on the defense, Israel defense-related, reply, what you mentioned, if you can repeat that also. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So, we expect FY28 to have utilization levels of about 90%. B, the volume breakup for the current quarter is domestic is 37% and export is 63%. For the next financial year, overall exports, we plan to have 60%, domestic 40%. And, regarding this-
Sorry, sir, this volume, sir, what you probably gave on the volume breakup, it is the value breakup which is given-
The person you are speaking with has put-
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Sir, go ahead.
Yeah. No, sir, in presentation, we have the value-wise breakup of domestic and exports, and which is the same thing which you mentioned right now. I wanted the volume-wise breakup, not the value breakup. Value breakup is there in the presentation.
Umesh Parikh, do you have these numbers with you?
Sir, in terms of domestic and, I will have to check it. I don't have ready-made numbers, sir, right now.
But you have the tonnage numbers. If you can-
Yes, 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 you can.
If you can see 37%, which is domestic, and 63% is exports, more or less, it should be in the same range.
Right, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Regarding defense, we are working with an Israeli company. The progress is quite satisfactory, and this is a combat vehicle part, and we've been approved by two sets of sampling done over the period of last 6 months, and we hope to receive serial orders in the coming few weeks.
This will be export order, sir?
Yes, sir. Purely export. Thank you.
Okay. And sorry, sir, one last question, just to clarify. So in FY27, we expect 58% capacity utilization, which jumps to straight 90% in FY28. So such a large jump will be driven by what, sir?
See, if you, you know, I just said, you know, a little while ago, that in FY25, we developed 56 parts. In the current year, FY26, we have developed 46 parts. In the next financial year, FY27, we will develop 42 parts. All put together is about 144 parts. All this will converge into serial supplies, and that's why we are confident of reaching 90% in FY28.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll come back in the queue. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshal Solanki from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the follow-up. So I had one thing. You said order book is 115 crores, and if I just do a simple math of taking 21% margins, which are our current quarter's margins, and that comes to a 24 crore PAT, which is better than our Q1 and Q2 numbers. So, why are we guiding for the Q?
order book is there.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is breaking.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So my question is, on a 115 crore order book, if I take the current quarter's margin of 21%, the profit comes to 24 crores, which is greater than the Q1, Q2 numbers. So if you can explain why the guidance is lower for the Q4.
I appreciate your question, but really we are not in a position, and the security board doesn't allow us to give exact numbers, but we can talk on a macro level that our EBITDA margin is now around 30%, but I can say that we are quite confident that 27-28 will be sustainable over a longer period of time. A. B. If the volume goes up, obviously the bottom line also improves. So I hope I've been able to answer your question.
Okay. Just one small question. Is there any forex impact in our numbers?
Last several quarters, we have been having a gain on foreign exchanges on a quarter-on-quarter basis. We have gained on input cost reductions. We have also gained from our internal cost reduction programs. So that's all bunched together in this quarterly results.
Sir, we can give the breakup if you want.
So, Sharma ji, give the current quarter breakup, you know, just to give them a sample information.
Yes. So, foreign exchange gain in the quarter is 1 crore 41 lakh. And for that purchase price, Reliance, it is almost 1 crore 9 lakhs. And that cost reduction program is almost 90 lakhs. Sir. So, totaling to 3 crore 41 lakhs.
Yeah, thank you, Sharma ji. So this is our broad, this keeps happening on a quarter-on-quarter basis with the numbers fluctuating between these three components. We have an ongoing, quite well-established cost reduction programs done over last more than two decades. And we will continue to have this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got it. This was it. Thank you for answering.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. Participants may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. My question is more on the domestic side. How do you expect the domestic side to fare going over FY27 and 28? So, given you have already mentioned that FY28 will see a huge jump in utilization, so will it be more? Obviously, export is a bigger pile for us. So, will the numbers for domestic revenues will change dramatically in FY28 as well?
If you see our last several years, you know, we've been fluctuating between 55% and 45% between exports and domestic, and this ratio will keep aiming at the same levels for the next couple of years also. But year on year, this number keeps fluctuating. It will be 10% plus minus 55 for exports and 10% plus minus 45% for domestic. So we expect this ratio to continue for years ahead also.
With respect to your current status in the U.S. market, given it's a big market for us and there's a tariff issue going on, so what are you exactly hearing from the clients in terms of the old clients and probably the clients you're trying to get on board? So are you facing any uncertainties with respect to the new clients or the prospect that you're talking to, and what are the behavior of the current clients that you already have in the portfolio? Some qualitative aspect if you can show.
Yeah, you know, as Rushil Tamboli has said on his call, on this call that the supply chain is pretty much intact. Customers are not going anywhere. The third quarter has been softer because of the tariff issue and the other geopolitical issues. We have not given any price reduction to any customer in the US and North America for the in the current year. And people are quite optimistic about resolving the tariff issues in the coming maybe few weeks' time. And in our line of business, it's extremely difficult to change supply chain. You know, this takes 2-3 years time. So people are hopeful. We are also hopeful. And with new trade agreements between India and several other countries, we should be in a good wicket over the next 1 or 2 quarters.
So, sir,
thank you. Thank you.
So just one last question from my side. Hypothetically, let's say the deal gets postponed to by a quarter or two, just hypothetically speaking, then would the behavior or would the anxiety of the current clients go up and they might start asking for discounts? And secondly, with respect to the EU markets, what is the current duty that you are attracted to and what will be the duty after the FTAs are signed? That's all from my side.
Okay, as far as the European Union duty levels, as we speak, we really are not sure about what is going to be the duty levels after the trade agreement with European Union takes into effect. We don't know. We will have to study the fine print. But at the moment, the duty levels are around 6-6.5% between India and European Union. And as far as the U.S. tariffs are concerned, you know, their additional impact is 50%. Even if they ask us, what can we give? Maybe 1-1.5%. So we have explained to our customers that it's really not worth me giving you any discounts because your burden is 50% plus. And so far they've agreed, and we believe it's unlikely they may chase us for a discount. And even if they ask us for a discount, we as a company are not prepared to give in anything. Thank you.
To put it in other words, so this 115 crore of backlog that we have, so most of that would be from US, or the incremental that would have got added to this 115 crores would have come from the US market in this quarter or the December quarter?
See, the US market is, you know, it ranges from 25-30%. Even in the Q4, it will be 25-26%.
Okay.
Next year, we feel this should be slightly lower. But it's not a substantial increase or decrease as we speak.
And so finally, don't you think you are a bit conservative in your margin guidance given if you are expecting such a big jump in utilization in both FY27 and 28? Operating leverage should give you a huge amount of lever to margins going up from the current levels.
Yeah, but when volume goes up, there will be, you know, many components at, you know, relatively lower profit margins. So when you speak about overall margin scenario, you might see, you know, instead of 30%, you might see between 27.5-28% over a longer period of time. And we believe, you know, we talk about margins not on a specific quarter or a year. We see on a sustainable basis over 1-3 years' time. And one should see on a long-term basis rather than one quarter or two quarters.
Sure, appreciate it. And so finally, so 90% utilization will call for a new capex to come in, right? So when are we going to take that call?
We will take a call when we hit the annual rate of 75%, whichever that quarter is and whichever that month is. And we have free reserves parked into government securities and fixed deposits now as we speak, about 110 crores, which will keep accumulating, and this number might go up to 125, 130 crores by the current year end. But we will not venture into moving into CapEx till we hit annual rate of 75%.
Thanks a lot and all the best for the future.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajiv Rai, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. I think one of my questions was already got clarified by the earlier participant. I just wanted to know on the other incomes. The other incomes have doubled if you see in the last 9 months. Is there any specific component which has contributed to it? And the second question was on the CapEx side. Is there any planned CapEx for next year? Yes, sir.
Sharma ji, you want to add anything on the other income side?
In fact, sir, the interest income has increased that we are getting our income or interest from our securities that we have parked the government and FDs.
Okay.
So that is why other income is now slowly, gradually increasing.
Okay, sir. Got it.
And what was the next question?
On the CapEx side, sir. Is there any CapEx?
Yeah. For the financial year FY27, we will do about 35 crores in by way of, new space requirement for handling more output. And some balancing equipments required for, take care of the new product mix.
Okay. Fine, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Is there no further questions from the participants? I would now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
On behalf of Steelcast and all of us on the conference call, thank you to each one of you for being part of our earnings call and participating in the call. We appreciate your support and trust in us. We hope we've been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to our investor relation advisor, Ernst & Young, and they will connect with you offline. Thank you. And thank you, Arpit Bhai, Kano Bhai, for your support. And thank you, Sharma Ji, Rushil, Umesh Bhai, for this participate in the call. And thank you to all the investors. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Steelcast Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.